When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The U.S. Supreme Court struck all that down 20 years ago in a case called Republican Party of Minnesota versus White, in which they explained that voters have a constitutional right to know what the candidates for judicial office feel about the issues of the day, even controversial issues.
It's John Barrow. We spoke with him about 24 hours ago. In fact, exactly 24 hours ago, John Barrow, former Athens-Clarke County Commissioner, former Georgia Congressman, current candidate for a seat on the Georgia Supreme Court. And the controversy here, and we spent much of the time talking about it, if you missed that conversation, you can hear it at the Mission Impossible podcast page, the on-demand section at WGAURadio.com. A letter. Five recently retired Supreme Court justices signing off on that letter, some others as well, folks from the Judicial Qualifications Commission, Georgia Bar, complaining about the way John Barrow's running his campaign. You've perhaps seen the videos, the commercials, the campaign signs, or you heard him here yesterday, openly pro-choice and advocating, campaigning as a pro-choice on the issue of abortion candidate. I will, he says, protect abortion rights. There are those critics, and again, the five former Supreme Court justices signing that letter saying that's not the way you're supposed to be going about this. You're deciding on cases that haven't come to you yet. Now, he had his say on that, and it came to my understanding of it, and we went back and forth on this a little bit. Yeah, okay, the First Amendment says you can say these things, but that you can do something, that you should do something, are sometimes different questions. All right, that was our conversation with John Barrow. Again, running to unseat Andrew Pinson, who rose to the state Supreme Court a couple of years ago, appointed after the retirement of David Namias from the Georgia Court of Appeals. And joining us now, Andrew Pinson, Justice Pinson, thanks for your time this morning.
Absolutely glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Let me get your take on all this, first of all, and we'll get into other things here. But I want to get your take on this situation, the way John Barrow is conducting the campaign and the way these former Supreme Court justices, Melton and Namias and the others, Lea Ward Sears and some others, the way they're reacting to the way he's campaigning and your thoughts on it.
Absolutely. First of all, I was so glad to see that letter come out, those justices, and really I believe it was 16 or 17 people, including past state bar presidents, really a bipartisan letter, and their concern was a serious one, that, a campaign that's run like this, candidates committing to decide particular cases and issues in certain ways, would very quickly erode the rule of law and destroy the public's confidence in our judiciary as an impartial one. And so, I fully agree with everything that they say in that letter. I think it's dangerous to our justice system and to our democracy to have potential candidates for judge pre-deciding issues before they ever come before the court. I think that's the opposite of the equal treatment that people deserve.
Well, let me play devil's advocate on this for a moment. At least as a voter, and this is an election after all, and maybe that's part of the problem, but that we elect rather than some other way of arriving at Supreme Court justices, but that's another conversation for another day. But at least as a voter, I know where John Barrow is or likely to be on this. If I'm choosing between him and you, I have no idea where you would be because you're not talking about it.
Well, and so I think that's a feature, not a bug, right? It is vitally important that people in Georgia have confidence that when they go into court as litigants, as parties, that they understand that those judges are going to approach their case with an open mind, not having already decided any particular issue that goes before them. Think about if you were a litigant going into court in a really important case for you, for your livelihood, and the week before you hear a judge in a public speech say, I'm going to rule the other way in that case. How would that make you feel as a person in Georgia about your judiciary and about whether you're getting a fair and impartial hearing of your case? And that's exactly the reason the people of Georgia in the Constitution set up this Judicial Qualifications Commission specifically to protect and preserve people's confidence in our judiciary.
Justice Andrew Pinson. I'm sorry, go ahead and finish your thought there, Justice Andrew Pinson.
And you know, one of the most important rules that they put in place is the rule that judges may not commit or promise that they will decide particular issues in particular ways precisely for that reason, right? I and my colleagues have taken that very, very seriously from day one. And obviously that's the rule that the JQC has said that he's violated.
That obviously giving us some insight into your quote-unquote judicial philosophy here. Let me dig a little deeper on that, if I may. Let me put myself on the Supreme Court for a moment for the purpose of illustration here. I'm on the Supreme Court now. I'm one of your fellow justices, and there's an abortion case in front of us, and I happen to be staunchly pro-life on the question of abortion. However, as a justice in an appeals court, and that's what the Supreme Court is, I'm compelled to look at the case in front of me, right? And it speaks to a certain aspect of an abortion law, in this case in Georgia, the abortion restrictions, or some other piece of legislation. I'm supposed to look at that law, first of all, not through the prism of whether it's a good or wise law. That's what the legislature is supposed to be doing. But even as someone who is pro-life, theoretically, I could look at this law and this challenge to it and say, wait a minute, there's a problem with the law the way it's written, and thus I have to rule, even as a pro-life justice, in favor of the, shall we say, pro-choice side. That's the kind of dynamic that could happen, correct?
So, yes, I mean, I don't want to speak about specific issues, but I can say more generally, when you're a judge sitting on any court, but in particular an appeals court like ours, we take an oath to put aside our political, personal, whatever views that we may have and rule based on the law that's in front of us. We take an oath to apply the law as it's written. Not as we'd like it to be, not as we think it should be or how we would vote for it to be if we were in the legislature. We take an oath to keep an open mind and apply the law as it's written. And so whatever issue comes before the court, right, whatever a justice's personal views on any particular issue, it's vital that we do that, that we look at that with fresh eyes and that we apply the law. And the reason for that is the rule of law. Right, we need to uphold the law that our elected representatives enacted. Right, the people of Georgia through their elected representatives put these laws in place, both our Constitution and our state laws. And so, again, we take an oath as judges to defend our Constitution and uphold the rule of law, and that's the way that we do that.
Bit about the background here, Andrew Pinson running for a full term on the Georgia Supreme Court. Born Gwinnett County, you're telling me grew up in Lincoln County, and graduate of the University of Georgia. A double dog, are you?
Double dog. 7 good years in Athens.
So undergrad and law school at UGA. After that, the rest of the resume, step us through it. What happened after you got out of law school?
Of course. So I then clerked for a couple years for judges on the D.C. Circuit and then the U.S. Supreme Court. After that, I came back to Georgia because I knew after clerking that I wanted to end up in public service. It's also where my wife, Sarah Beth, is from. She's from Greensboro, just down the road from Athens. And so we came back, spent a little time at a law firm in Atlanta, and then the next almost 5 years in the Solicitor General's office for the Attorney General of Georgia, where I mostly that time as Solicitor General, where I led and managed the state's appeals practice. So that's civil cases, criminal cases, habeas cases. One of the things I'm proudest of during my time there, I helped manage and lead the team that successfully defended Georgia in the quote water wars case when Florida sued Georgia in the U.S. Supreme Court. And so particularly proud of being able to help protect Georgia's water.
That case is literally older than you are.
It has gone on for decades. And you know, fortunately, I cannot take nearly all the credit, but I was part of the team that brought that one home while I was Solicitor General.
And then to the Court of Appeals, and I'm told as one of the youngest folks on it from there, the appointment a couple of years ago, as I think it was Namias, Namias steps down and you step in as a member of the Supreme Court now, a justice on the Georgia Supreme Court. Quickly and in closing, why do you want to stay there for at least another, what is it, six-year terms, I think it is? Why do you want another term on the Georgia Supreme Court, a full term?
Absolutely. First of all, I love this job, and I think it's vitally important to the people of Georgia. Again, we take an oath as judges to defend our Constitution and uphold the rule of law, and that at the end of the day is what we are doing when we do this job the right way. I approach each case with an open mind, decide it fairly and impartially, along with my eight other colleagues, and I think we have been doing this job the right way for Georgians. I'm proud of that work, and would love to keep doing it for the people of Georgia going forward.
Andrew Penson, Justice Andrew Penson, running for a full term on the Georgia Supreme Court. The early voting continuing through, the 17th, which is to say a week from Friday, and now May 21st, which is, 13 days away, Election Day proper. Andrew Penson, best of luck out there, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks so much.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.